What up, what up, what up, though? Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1. And for everybody who listened in Season 1, thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the help. Man, I can't say it enough. You know, thank you for telling all your friends about it and you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, we're just going to keep it moving for Season 2. If this is your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. You know, if it's not your first time listening, much love and thank you for coming back. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff in Season 1. And, you know, the ideas just keep, they just keep flowing. So, you know, we just, like I say, man, we're just going to keep it moving. You know, shout out to everybody who participated in the giveaway. You know, asked a couple questions, a couple folks answered. Shout out to Jay and T and my man DC Venom. You know, they won some prizes. Just to tell y'all what they won, it was a couple shirts. Somebody got a little small vibrator. Let's see, everybody got a book. It's called Images You Should Not Masturbate To. And you know, folks are like, what the hell? So, you know, just a little, you know, some little quick gifts, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody who got some shirts, man, take some pictures and send them to me. So, you know, I can throw them up on the Instagram and all that good stuff. So, today is January 24th, right? And this week actually kicks off the award season for the adult entertainment industry. And it kicks off with a big event called the AVN Awards, which stands for the Adult Video News Awards, and is held out in Las Vegas on the third Saturday of every January. And, you know, the reason I'm talking about this today is, you know, because a lot of people don't know what the AVN Awards are. And, you know, I mentioned it to a couple folks and they, you know, were confused. They were like, you know, what's that? And so, you know, the reason I like the AVN Awards, and that's not the only award show for the adult entertainment industry. There are dozens of award shows, but it's cool because people were able to, you know, everybody finds their own lane, and no matter what, you're able to recognize people in your own lane. No matter what, you know, mainstream society says, no matter what people may think, you know, if, you know, it matters to you, it matters to you, you know, and you're going to talk about it, you're going to appreciate it, you're going to show appreciation for others. And that's what I like about the award shows. So, the AVN Awards, you know, to put it plainly, as some people have recognized it as like the Oscars of the adult entertainment industry. Now, it's not like some people say, oh, it's a fake award show. Actually, no, it's not. It's very legit. Starting in like September, directors, producers, content makers, they submit their content, and, you know, for review, for nomination. And it goes through, you know, a process of, you know, being, you know, what's going to be nominated, what's not going to be nominated. And then sometime around October is when, you know, the porn watchers decide on who gets nominated. Right, so, you know, they go through all of that and they say, okay, well, we got, you know, 2,000 videos to review. Okay, so now we're going to take it down from 2,000 down to 200, you know. And then sometime around December, 30 anonymous viewers are sent DVDs to review and decide, you know, who's going to be specifically nominated for each category. And, you know, it goes through a process of the nominees are kept under lock and key. You know, it's not something that, you know, somebody says, oh, I jerked off to that 15 times. Oh, yeah, I like that video. No, it's you know, very rigorous, you know, very tight-lipped process. And then the nominees are announced at the awards. No, the nominees are announced. And then at the award show, you know, find out who won. So, you know, it's a legit process, man. I hope one day I'm gonna figure out how to become one of the 30 anonymous viewers. I mean, shit, what the hell? I watch it anyway. Why not vote for who I like? You know, who, not who I like, but who, you know, does the best body of work. And so the AVN Awards, it's kicking off this week. And it's showing, the actual award show is tomorrow, Saturday, you know, the 25th at 8 o'clock in Vegas time. And I got a couple homies out there. They're going. I can't wait till I make it out there and get a chance to, you know, hobnob with the best of the best in the adult entertainment industry. And it's not shown on TV, but it's shown on Showtime, the cable network. I'm not sure what date they're gonna, you know, edit it and air it. But if you have Showtime, check out the AVN Awards, you know, the past awards. They have musical guests. Last year, Cardi B performed. This year, Diplo and Doja Cat are performing. You know, so yeah, check that out. So the thing about the AVN Awards is it was started back in 1984, and it's been going ever since. They have a Hall of Fame, which of course some of my favorite stars are in the Hall of Fame. You know, Ron Jeremy, Jenny Pepper, Vanessa Del Rio. Hoping to see more of my favorites in there soon. But it has over 100 categories, from all girl performer of the year to best anal scene, best ethnic production, best featurette, best new starlet. So get on, you know, avn.com and check out the categories. Look and see what the criteria they have for each category. Look at the nominees. You know, some of my favorites, some of my favorite categories for this year, you know, is going to be best DP scene, which Kyra Noir is up for that award for DP Me 8. She's one of my favorite porn stars, so I'm hoping she gets all the awards. Best parody. I love a parody porn. Those are fucking hilarious. This year, I hope Captain Marvel XXX wins, because you know I'm a huge Marvel fan. So, and check those out. Let's see, you got the Clever Title of the Year, and you know just a take on some of those titles is Chad White is the Jackoffinator. My Cock Broker Pays Dividends, Pound My Cashmere Cave, Sasquatch Pussy, Stand By Your Trans. You know, porn is I think people are just clever no matter, you know, what lane you're in, you know, whether you're a scientist or engineer, you know, or whatever. If you're funny or you're clever, you know, that's just what you are. So, you know, these titles are always hilarious. Let's see, you have Female Performer of the Year, which two of my favorite actresses are in that, Kyra Noir and Adriana Chechik. I hope I said that right. But they're up for that one. You have Niche Performer of the Year with Sophia Rose. She's up for that award. You know me, I love a big good BBW porn. And one of the categories that I really hope goes the way that I would like it to is Best Boutique. So for the Best Boutique category, it's, let's see, It is, let's see, the criteria for that is any single brick and mortar store that sells DVDs and pleasure products primarily to women and couples and is distinguished by exceptional appearance, design, product mix, and service. So this year, there's a boutique that's up for the award, and it's in Baltimore. As many as you all know, I live in Baltimore, and so there's a store in a little neighborhood. It's called Hamden. Very, you know, eclectic area. Very, you know, it's cool up there. They got some nice little restaurants, but it's a store called Sugar. It's on the corner of 36th Street, and you know, going in there, it's a great vibe. You know, the people that work there are nice as hell. I love going in there. You know, the vibe is cool as hell. And I really hope they win, you know, so I can, you know, go in there and say, yeah, this is in my town. You know, I shop here. You know, I got a chance to talk to the owner once, you know, extremely nice lady. You know, they have classes and everything. So, you know, I'm definitely rooting for Sugar. Hope they take that one. So yeah, those are, you know, some of the categories for this year. If you got some time, you know, jump on avn.com, look at the nominees, tell me what some of your favorite categories are and what, you know, some of the folks, you know, you hope to win, or, you know, I'm not sure who, you know, of course you don't know all what's submitted, but yeah, from the picks, you know, tell me what some of your favorite categories are, some of your favorite stars, and you know, let me know. You know, let's compare notes, let's compare our top five, as everybody says, you know. So yeah, you know, that's the rundown on the AVN Awards. So, you know, that's not the only award show that is, you know, that honors and you know, people throughout the entire industry. You have dozens of award shows. Another one of my favorite award shows is the XBiz Awards. So, XBiz is an online, like, newsletter for the entire industry. Jump on xbiz.com, and they talk about, like, it's news articles about technology, about, you know, the things that are happening in the industry, health matters, let's see, business directories, you know, the trends. You have opinion pieces. They have different categories. You have, let's see, talk about movies and stars, web and tech, pleasure and retail, gay, cams and clips. And so, you know, they have product reviews, everything. And so it's very forward thinking in their approach to talking about everything that's happening in the industry. And so the XBiz Awards, you know, some people say that is compared to the Golden Globes of the adult entertainment industry. And it is held, let's see, not sure when the date is, but for the XBiz Awards, you know, they have over 150 categories. You know, best actress, best actor, best supporting actor and actress, affiliate program, best pay site, all girl, amateur pro-am, Asian themed, let me see, feature movie of the year, feminist porn of the year. So, you know, everybody, you know, gets a chance to, you know, recognize who they feel is pushing the content forward, who is, you know, being progressive in society. Because, you know, in my opinion, you know, sex is out there, you know, we all have it, we all do it, you know, most of us watch porn. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, recognizing the people in your industry, you know what I'm saying? And let's see, so yeah, you got the XBiz Awards, You have the Feminist Porn Awards, that's held up in Toronto, and see, that is an annual adult film awards, began in 2006. And see, it was organized by the Good for Her Adult Store in Toronto. So they have, you know, their, some of their categories are sex positive feminism, women's erotica, women's pornography. Let's see, what else? You got the Urban X Awards, which, you know, recognizes porn stars and adult entertainment content makers that are primarily African American, but it's not limited to just African Americans. It's recognizing people of ethnic backgrounds, of different ethnic backgrounds in porn. Let's see, what else we got here? You got the Grabby Awards, which takes place in Chicago, and that is an award show that honors work in the adult entertainment industry for the gay and LGBT community. It's based off of the Chicago's premier LGBT publication. So they have an award show. And then you have award shows that happen across the globe. You know, you have the Barcelona International Erotic Film Festival. Let's see, what else you got here? You have the Sky Perfect TV, which takes place in Japan. Which I wonder how that goes, because I don't know, I've noticed that a lot of, you know, of course, when I first started watching Japanese porn, it was, you know, blurred out, the genitals were blurred out. In some aspects, it was kind of weird, because if you watch an anal scene, then a woman's pussy is blurred out, but you watch her have anal sex. I don't know, it's fucking weird. But now, I guess they figure, you know, people are watching uncensored porn and other, you know, platforms. So more and more Japanese porn is starting to not be blurred out. I guess their censorship laws are starting to loosen a little bit in their society. But yeah, you have the Sky Perfect TV Adult Broadcasting Awards. Let's see, you have the Sexual Freedom Awards, which takes place in Britain. And let's see, that was founded in 1994. And they have, let me see, they have 21 categories for that one, including the Campaigner of the Year, Sex Worker of the Year, Striptease Artist of the Year. So there's a lot of, you know, award shows, a lot of content getting made, getting, you know, recognized. Scrolling through the list, and I don't see my favorite excuse me, my favorite British category on here, the fake taxi category. I'm sure it's on there somewhere. But yeah, so you know, you got the Sexual Freedom Awards in Britain. Let's see, also, you know, in Japan they have another one. They have the Tokyo Sports Film Awards. Not sure how porn fits in that, but hey, whatever works. Like I say, man, if it's your lane, make it happen. So, you know, yeah, coming up soon, you know, keep an eye on, you know, Showtime Network for the 2020 award show. But, you know, check out the past award shows from, you know, 2019, 2018, whatever, just to get a feel for, you know, what goes down at the award shows. It's not just a fuck fest, I don't think. Although I did see some clips of last year's Urban X Awards, the after parties, and yeah, you know, something was going down with a lot of people. But you know, hey, rock out with your cock out, you know. But yeah, you know, that's what we got going this week. You know, talking about the award shows, all that good stuff. Let's see, season 2. You know, I'm hoping to get around the country, you know, check out some stores in different cities. check out, you know, different venues, different events, you know. You got some ideas, you know, send them to me, send them on in, you know, we're going to talk about it. Excuse me. We got more and more stuff to give away, you know, so make sure you stay tuned to the podcast, stay tuned to the Instagram. You know, if you want some shirts or something, holla at me. You know, we got those flowing through. And yeah, you know, jump on avn.com, check out the categories. Tell me what some of your favorites are. You know, tell me some of the ones you think should be nominated. I'll check those out. You know, for everybody that got a t-shirt, you know, send me some pictures, man, so I can throw them up on the Instagram so folks can see, you know, Laptop Chronicles out in the world, you know? So, yeah, you know, let's keep it pushing for 2020. You know, make sure you drink water, eat fruit, all that good stuff. Keep your mental health good. And stay tuned, man. We're going to keep it pushing. All right? Peace.